the famous Pump It Up music. And just telling it like it is, the crowd is trying to get pumped up, but when you haven't gotten a hit since the fourth inning, you're hoping that one big hit will get you going. Any kind of hit. It can be a small hit. It was small hits that gave Wichita State their two runs, namely a bunt that led to the only replay we've had all weekend. Close play, but I think rightfully called. Safe at first. Then you had the sack bunt, and then a solid into the corner RBI double. Solid hit, no doubt about it, by Durnett. And then they added another one on the squeeze bunt that turned into a hit. So let's see if Marcus Brodell, I'm sure that they'll bring in Adler after him. One more lefty for Holmes to face, and he drops in a wonderful curveball, 79 miles an hour. So Hunter Holmes is going to throw 2 2/3 innings. 2 1/3 is tied for a season high. Obviously, one more out gets him there. Let's see if Brodell can prevent it from being an out. Matt Rose on deck, then Drew Brutcher. And that's a fast strike, called in the outside corner. Brodell was trying to time up that curveball and then looked at the fastball. Marcus in this game, 1 for 4. Struck out his first time up, singled and grounded out twice, including once against this character. Fastball sells well outside. Actually, that would have been against Lepore, who came on to get the last out of the sixth. Brodell's ground out was the second out of the sixth. Then Rose walked, ending Lepore's day. Tommy Lepore very much deserving to be in line for the win. Brodell takes that curveball and at least keeps the at-bat going. Tell you what, the dugout is being as encouraging as you can for a game that has just lacked. You can't say, I mean, listen, the last three innings have been as minimal as you can on the opportunity side offensively. And that was on the tails of having so many opportunities early. But they're still as fired up as you can be. Hunter Holmes has brought his whip below 1, by the way, 1-2. And tries to yank a fastball in there, but misses well outside. So I am almost sure, no matter what happens here, considering the score is 2-0, that this will be the last batter that Hunter Holmes face, and the Bulls will have to face a tough pitcher. Boy, they're making a lot of noise. And that fastball again, well outside. It's a full count. Crank that music. Get it going. And get somebody on base. Bulls made a habit of getting their leadoff man on base during the early part of this game. Big pitch here on 3-2, and cold ball low in the zone. Boy, that was close. I'm not sure how Marcus took that. Now Chris Cates, the third base coach for the Bulls, looking over in the Wichita dugout, anticipating a pitching change, and here it comes. I was going to say, what are they waiting around for? The most pitches that Holmes had thrown in an outing this year. And saying had, just assuming that we've seen the most that he's thrown, but I want to double check the number here. Here comes our pitching coach. We have seen Anthony Claggett make the changes, and he just makes this one. So great job by Holmes, but excellent job there by Marcus Brodell. Actually had 3 recent outings in the mid-20s to upper 30 range, but his 26th pitch tonight was his last. Here comes the closer that we've been anticipating seeing. And we'll see if the Bulls can work some magic against him. Pretty much everybody in the Bulls dugout is doing that pump it up dance. And you would not be able to envision a more way to get pumped up by being able to finish off this victory. Or not finish off. There's nothing to finish off to earn this victory because they haven't started it off. Got great starting pitching from Lawson Gailey, who was solid, but have not scored on the old scoreboard. Wichita State has caught up in the category that was dooming the Bulls, which was left on base runners, and that has helped the Bulls' cause. Now, they will go up against one Nate Adler. And I want to say I misspoke earlier. It wasn't Nate Adler. It was Brant Adler, who was one of their starters, who shut them down last year. The Bulls did face Adler once in Wichita and struck out once he actually threw in the 10-9 Bulls win. So this is the second time they've seen him, and he has been lights out as the closer this year for Wichita State. Rafael Betancourt will pinch hit for Rose and do it from the left side and hits it up the middle, and it gets through! Boy, did not wait around. Brodell will make it to third, and back to what happened early in the game with balls just absolutely squeezing through. That stopped happening about an hour and a half ago. But Rafael Betancourt, with the crowd at its most noisy, comes through. And remember, he's coming off a knee injury, so he will get pinch run for here. And it'll be none other than Bobby Bozier, who represents the tying run. And now here comes a guy, well, two guys, who we know can end the game with one swing, potentially. Drew Brutcher, followed by Ben Rosenblum. Runners on the corners. Bozier, who's got that broken hand that he's healing up from, will not be hitting for a while. Adler has five saves. This is most assuredly a save situation. Got the win in relief, pitching the top of the ninth against Kansas. Two innings, struck out four, actually pitched the eighth and gave up a couple of runs, so. And he fires a fastball by Drew Brutcher, swinging and missing at 94 miles an hour. Has four outings out of the pen with at least three strikeouts. Those four against Kansas were his most. He threw 33 pitches. That was Wednesday night, so he's fresh. And again, has five saves, including three straight earlier this season. That is a slider taken outside by Brutcher. So, not sure what they sensed coming, but the bench has been ripping and roaring this whole time, and the crowd hasn't gone anywhere. Wouldn't it be something if the Bulls can make some magic here? 1-1 to Brutcher, who's ready to go. And that is a beautiful off-speed pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike two, 1-2. Bulls looking for their first hit with a runner in scoring position. 0-10. Wichita's not much better at 2-11. Adler out of the stretch. Bozier stays put, and that ball sails high, a fastball. You want some sort of movement of the runners here. But failing it, Ben Rosenblum, I just have a feeling he's going to come through on deck. Unless Brutcher beats him to it, just knocks it out of here. I would take that, just for the record. 2-2, nobody out, two on. Bozier is going, Brutcher is holding, and the tying run is at second base. Bobby B with his sixth steal represents the tying run. Now, as frustrating as all those left on base were, it's good to have the potential for more. Let's just see if Drew Brutcher can change the tune. It's 3-2 to him. And he lines it down the right field side, and it is going to tie the score. Brutcher is going to bust for second, and he's saved, and the game is tied. An RBI double for Drew. Drew comes through. They are going to look at it to see if he overslid the bag, and that is no small thing. I understand why Wichita wants to look at the replay, but we are tied regardless. Because if that is an out, it is only the first out. But either way, a two RBI knock for Brutcher, and if not for Bobby Bozier's stolen base, it's still a 2-1 game. I got to tell you, their shortstop who made the tag on Brutcher sort of half-heartedly called for the review. And I think what Chris Cates is saying is that Dernan, the shortstop, pushed Brutcher off the bag, if he indeed pushed him off the bag, if he indeed was off the bag. He was being sent into second regardless. And we're finally getting a good look at it. And I think, well, you know what, I don't want to guess. I want to make sure before I mislead you guys. But we are tied. That is 100% the case. And Brutcher beat the throw and barely. And yeah, he's going to be safe. Boy, I tell you what, he actually did narrowly overslide the bag, but Dernan didn't keep the tag down. And pump it up indeed. He's happening right now. We'll get another look at the replay just to be up front. Oh, I see. He might have gotten the tag down. He might have gotten the tag down, and no, he is safe. And Dernan from behind, if you're looking at it from out from the Wichita State dugout, it looked like he got the tag there in time, but then another angle shows that he didn't. So very, very close. Bud Adler, for just the second time this year, third time this year, gives up an earned run. Again, it's worth pointing out that he grabbed the win the other day despite giving up two runs in the top of the eighth that had them fall behind Kansas 6-4. And the only reason he won is because the Shockers hit two home runs in the bottom half and then won it in walk-off style in the bottom of the ninth. And let's hope that the Bulls complete the comeback here. Already it's been astonishing. But if you weren't with us earlier, just tune in here for the drama at the end. I did mention the one tie in this series. And that involved a deciding game where in Wichita back in 2018, there was a drop dead time. It seemed like the Bulls were just going to drop dead under normal circumstances here. But they have tied it up. Rodell from down 0-2 walking. Then the pinch hit by Betancourt. And now getting hit is Ben Rosenblum. And the home plate umpire has to walk out and escort Ben to first base. But honestly, Ben cannot be upset. He has got to be thrilled to wear that one. And Ben, who has had the big three-run homers this weekend, just got plunked with the first pitch he saw there. And now Chris Case is going to come over and talk to John Montez. And it's first and second with nobody out. And this could be a, how do you feel about bunting, young man? 2-2. We are tied, and this game did not feel like it was heading in this direction. Drew Brutcher absolutely lining that 3-2 pitch. And it was a heater that he did not miss. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to see. Now let's just finish off the deal, shall we? John Montez. Ooh, lines a fastball back this way. That was a little bit of a cutter from Adler. He has been great, Nate the Great for Wichita, but the 240-pound senior from Andover, Kansas, has blown the save, and you feel for their freshman starter, Tommy Lepore, deserved a better fate. 2-2, two on, none out. Ooh, Montez again. That was a curveball, makes good contact. Mayo on deck, Monke after him. But if we don't see Monke, that'll be good news. Unless there's a double play ball involved, which why did I even say that? I'm being stupid over here. 0-2 to Montez, here's the pitch, and that ball zips in, but well outside. Bulls are now 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Better late than never. Drew Brutcher, ladies and gentlemen, did not have a good weekend going on until then. Offensively, John Montez tries to fight off a slider and strikes out. One away. Now Jackson Mayo comes up. Strikeout number 21 compared to six walks in 16 and a third innings. Mayo, good fastball hitter. Might see some more off-speed stuff here. 1-for-3 here today with a single and a walk. First and second. Oh, man, that was a beauty curveball that Jackson was trying to time up. Brutcher at second, Rosenblum at first, which is inconsequential. 0-1 to Mayo. And that's a beautiful curveball that he was watching drop in. And it's now 0-2. Man. Coming in firing fastballs, but getting Mayo looking silly on those last two curveballs. Was Adler 0-2. Gets underneath that one. Crowd was excited, but ball is in the infield. It's the infield fly roll, so it's an out regardless. And there are two away. So a fastball, and now last hope to end it in regulation.
Now batting the catcher, Joaquin Monquez.
Is Joaquin Monquez. He is 0 for the day, one strikeout, 304 hitter. Looking to make contact here. Rutcher, tying run out there at second. Now you look back as he misses high with the fastball. Yeah, Montez is a great contact hitter and your best hitter for average, but do you think maybe looking back that a bunt could have been in order there? Still, chance for Joaquin to win it. And we'll take being tied, all things considered. And an extra inning affair possibly here for the Bulls. Okay, lines that ball. Foul. 1-1. See who that is throwing in the USF pen. Remember, Brown and Vellini finished the deal for them. Let's hope we don't have to see a Bulls pitcher again today. Let's hope Monquet can come through here. They have him set up outside. And he gets underneath it. Looks like we're heading to extra innings. Some will not be winning the battle out there in right field today. So, Drew Brutcher with a dramatic tying double, but that'll be the extent of the damage for the Bulls. And we go to extra innings. Tied at 2. So, 2 extras we go. And wonderful after a 0-for-10 start with runners in scoring position to have Drew Brutcher come through. Yeah, good nature jab by the my friends that run USF Baseball admin saying my tune sure changed. It just didn't feel like it was a win was in store for the Bulls, and they still haven't won it yet, but I'll take it. Believe me, trust me, I'll take it. It just didn't feel like it, especially facing their closer, but after that well-worked walk by Brodell, Betancourt drives one up the middle, and Drew Brutcher comes through with a 2-run double. He was the winning run with nobody out, but good job by Adler. Now Vellini gives up a leadoff single to Jaden Gustafson, just like that. Vellini came through big to finish off the top of the ninth inning, but Gustafson is on base for the first time today. And now it's good contact. Get ready for a bunt. Mauricio Millan, who singled twice and then grounded out twice. Squares to bunt, and that ball misses outside. I probably can repeat the point that Adler is coming off a game where he gave up a lead, or at least gave up 2 runs to fall behind, and then still got the win. So he's not done throwing. And if Wichita State scores here, then the Bulls will have to face their closer in a sort of a renewed save situation. That curveball misses just outside, 2-1. Meow was squaring again as he does. And it's a fastball that hits the inside corner. Good pitch. 2-2. Dangerous Steven Johnson on deck. Meow has 2 hits. He's batting .327. Joey Vellini. And we're checking the count on the scoreboard. The home plate umpire wanted to make sure that everyone knew what the count was and restarted the pitch clock for Joey Vellini as he was doing it. I think it's 2-1, not 2-2. Either way, it's a good bunt, which kind of rings my point home because you're not bunting on 2-2. And it's a perfect bunt. Vellini makes a nice play to Montez covering at first, but once again, a nice bunt. They have not made any mistakes when it's come to those today. The bunts produced their 2 runs, and
now batting the center fielder, David Johnson.
Those both came in the 5th inning, and now David Johnson, who is a .339 hitter, potential for strikeouts with 33, but he has not struck out today, and takes a cut and a miss, the lefty does, at a curveball by Joey Vellini. First action since the Bulls played NC Greensboro that was previous to conference play. That Greensboro team has gone on to have a pretty solid year. Last check, they were in the top 75 of the computer rankings. They, in a very difficult conference, have gotten off to a 5-3 start. They're 16-13 overall, but the point is that was back in the middle of March, and we are here a week into April. So Joey Vellini is well rested and in a pretty pivotal part of this game that has seen the Bulls battle back to tie the score with two runs in the bottom of the ninth. Now, after that long conversation with their head coach coming out to speak to batter Davin Johnson, obviously not a bunt situation on here, but I think maybe that curveball, I think he was just getting some pointers from his head coach who ran out to drop in that bit of instruction. And they are absolutely yelling down to the base runner to tell him to stay put. It is a pinch runner at second base. Stark. Curveball, and that was a beauty taken for called strike two, 0-2. Will Stark, a redshirt freshman out of Katy, Texas. He has only 5 at bats, 8 appearances, and scored 2 runs. He's hoping to score run number 3. Curveball, well taken by Davin Johnson, the lefty. Had a hit in the first two games of the series and has a hit in this series, a single in the sixth inning, stole the bag, but got stranded out there. It's that ball, but foul, as Bellini mixed in a fastball. We can tell you that if this game stays tied, I would guess that 11 innings is all we would get into. We'll explain if we need to. 1-2. Curveball swung on a miss, strike 3. Beautiful pitch by Joey Vellini, and there are 2 away. We'll explain right now. We mentioned it earlier, and again, these teams tied back in 2018. It's why the overall series is, if the Bulls win today, 12-12-1. In conference play, as American teams, the Bulls have taken a 11-9-1 lead, but that one was a tie back in 2018 because on a getaway day, and it's not just called a getaway day, it's a drop dead time because the team has to catch a flight. It's basically 4 hours from first pitch, which for us was 1:05. And that mark would be 5:05. And Joey Vellini will be pulled. And he is going to get a great reaction from his teammates and the crowd here that has stuck around to watch some fantastic performances by both teams' pitching staff. And we'll see if the Bulls, and they may be sending out there, is that going to be their closer for a third straight day? Indeed, it'll be Chandler Dorsey. And so Wichita State has gotten to see plenty of him. And Jordan Rogers will come in to face him. He has a bunt single, a strikeout, and a hit by pitch. And was retired once on a ground out as well. And Dorsey starts him off with a curveball. Rogers, did he face Dorsey on Friday? No, he did not. So this will be the first time. Jordan Rogers, a 315 hitter. 0-1 to him. Whoa, curveball, I thought caught the zone. It was dropped, which might have fooled the home plate umpire. Either way, 1-1. Bulls tied it with a 2-run double by Drew Brutcher in the bottom of the ninth. And could not bring him home with nobody out, but still tied at 2. And looking to keep it there is the Bulls closer, has 2 saves already. Looking for a win here today, obviously. 1-1 is the count to their second baseman. Fastball swung and a miss, blows it past him. Miss Rogers is a guy who had a good 300 solid hitting season as a freshman and saw his playing time cut into last year and only started 10 games, but he has been an everyday starter for them this year. Almost every day, and looking to come through here. 1-2 to him. And called strike 3. Reaching back for something extra there. 97 on the outside corner. Dorsey gets it done. Now let's see if the Bulls can finish it off. Oh, you know that Pump It Up song is going to keep on blaring. It worked in the bottom of the ninth. And now let's see how it goes here in the bottom of the 10th. Stuart Puckett, Eric Snow, Marcus Brodell with Nate Adler. Even though he gave up that one inherited run, he's still got an ERA of 1.56 and a good assortment of pitches. And drops in a curveball that Puckett is looking at for strike one. Puckett hitting .333, of course, four homers all within the last 10 days, and had a flailing swing there at a curveball. And it's 0-2. 2-2, bottom of the 10th inning. Puckett singled at the first pitch he saw today, but he's gone 0-for-3 since. And that ball bounces in. Try to get him chasing once again. Bulls and Shockers now pretty much even in every category. Runs, hits. Bulls have left one more on base. Wichita has committed one more error. Can't even remember the error now. It's been a long game. 1-2. And that's hit up the middle. No error there on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And Puckett singles to start things off here in the bottom of the 10th. Bring home all the dance tunes you can have. So Puckett, who was ill the last 2 days, was back in the starting lineup at the expense of Rafael Betancourt, who himself had a major pinch hit in the ninth inning to put two on, and then he got pinch ran for by Bobby Bozer, who stole second, and yeah, Bobby Bozer stealing second allowed him to come home on that Brutcher hit. I know it was a double, but it wasn't deep enough into the corner where it scored a runner from first. So everything's working out for the Bulls, late innings anyway, and let's see if Eric Snow can continue it. Also see if Puckett breaks off from first base. Snow squares to bunt and gets hit, and he will advance to first base. So Eric Snow not happy, but I think he'll shake that feeling off. And Adler, who plunked Ben Rosenblum earlier, right after the Brutcher double, that is just his second. Well, he only had two hit batters before that. And now that slides Puckett into scoring position with the winning run. And Brodell coming up. Fell behind 0-2 in his last at bat to their lefty, Hunter Holmes, who was fantastic, but couldn't finish off Brodell. And now Marcus is the first and hopefully the last Bull to have a chance to walk this thing off. But in case it's needed, Cole Robertson is on deck. That's the Bozer spot technically. But remember, Bozer cannot swing a bat right now. Brodell takes the ball low, 1-0. And if for some reason it's needed with two outs, Drew Butcher had recent success against Mr. Adler. But come up, Brodell again squaring to bunt. Infielders in the corners creeping up, and that ball is bunted foul. So really, if you break it down, In their only two-run inning, Wichita State had three successful bunts. They've also had two other since perfectly placed sacrifice bunts. And Brodell originally came up with two on in the second, and they had to take the bunt off after he couldn't drop it in fair ground. So it's 1-1, and, you know, eight innings later, but a chance to make up for it. He's squaring again. And that ball's taken low. By the way, while he's squaring a bunt, obviously, the third baseman is coming up. They're having to keep Puckett at second. The whole left side of the infield, if he just puts it on the ground hard, it's going to squirt out and be a walk-off. And it won't matter if Adler can't throw a strike to him. The bunt was off there, and it misses low again. It's 3-1. So now what do? Take all the way? I don't know if you want to give Adler a 3-2 count situation. And they're going to make sure that they have a visit to Tate before they send out their pitching coach, Anthony Claggett. Again, he came with head coach Brian Green from Washington State. And he was actually with him his last 2 years of his five, I believe, at New Mexico State, which is Green's alma mater. And out there in the soon-to-be defunct Pac-12, Brian Green had the Cougars with a winning record each of the four last seasons. And before that, got New Mexico State to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012. They did that back in 2018. Wichita State looking to get back to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2013. And don't you know, Pump It Up is a song. I don't even know if you go so far to call it a song as much as a hype bit of music. Is going to be something that Wichita State hears in its nightmares if the Bulls can walk this off. 3-1 to Brodell. Here's the pitch and takes all the way. That was a room service fastball at 91 miles an hour. But he obviously was instructed to take on that one. Cole Robertson, the on-deck hitter. First and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the 10th. Here's the pitch, and Brodell squares to bunt, and he didn't go, and that was outside, and boy, that was all sorts of unusual. First of all, squaring to bunt on 3-2. Secondly, sure looked like it caught the outside corner, but now the bases are loaded for Cole Robertson, and Billy Moll is going to come out. Yeah, that ball was outside. There is no doubt about it. So remember, this is the spot in the order that was the pinch hit. Originally, it was Rose in the ninth spot. Pinch hit four by Betancourt very successfully. And then Betancourt was pinch run for by Bobby Bowser. And if you're wondering why not have Bowser hit here, there's simply no way. His hand is not ready. And the bases are loaded for Cole Robertson, who is 2-for-24. In his Bulls career, the redshirt sophomore from Sickles High School, obviously just looking to make some sort of contact. Now the infield is up, so he's got to do more than contact, especially with the force being at home. Get underneath the ball, drawn in infield, and three chances for the Bulls to win it here. Let's hope they get it on chance one. Oh, Robertson wanted to do it. He took a nice cut there at a curveball. A 410 hitter last year at Pasco Hernando with 10 homers and 37 RBI. And he does have a three-run homer in his Bulls career, but it's been a while since he's gotten a hit midweek a couple weeks back. Puts it down, a bump. There's the force, and it's going to work out because it was a suicide squeeze, and the game is over! The old bases loaded walk-off bunt to perfection by Cole Robertson. Don't you know? Pump it up! And the Bulls cannot be any more pumped than they are right now. The Bulls win. Unbelievable. You do not, and I mean hardly ever, get a bunt called for, obviously, with the bases loaded. But off with even well before contact with Stuart Puckett. And I think that's one where if there's one out, you don't try it. If you don't have Drew Brutcher on deck with nobody out, you don't try it. But what the heck? Give the old bases loaded walk a shot, and I tell you, it just was in the perfect spot, right in the middle between home and the pitcher's mound. And Adler knew that he had to just scoop it if he could to home plate, and he actually did an admirable job. And it was his only play, needless to say, and almost made a miraculous play. But the Bulls, speaking of miracles, pull one off here today. Wow, that was good. 3-2 in 10 innings, the Bulls get the sweep. Amazing. Down and seemingly out, but no, they win the series in walk-off style.